If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the living light and the living love of the Most Radiant One. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening, our seminar topic is Uncovering the Perfection of Your Life Pattern and All That Is. So let's take a deep breath. And with your intention, call yourself forward into integrated sync with all of your levels. Synchronize your highest divine levels of awareness. That would be your superconscious levels. Integrate that light of your awareness down into your conscious mind. Dissolve the ego mind. Just see it dissolve as that light begins to integrate into your conscious awareness. And bring that light down into the deepest levels of your subconscious mind. And just as you bring that light in, see the light receding and vanishing, just as if you had entered a darkened room. And just make it okay to become more fully awakened and aware of your divine perfection, of the perfection of the life pattern that you have orchestrated as your experiential arena to delight yourself in, to explore, to expand your awareness, and to expand beyond where you are now to that next creative opening that is always just in front of you. There's always that step that you can take that is totally unconditioned by anything of your past. And as you breathe and relax into this time that we share, just be aware of any sensations in your crown chakra. Sometimes there's a feeling like, like an egg, an egg yolk broken over the top of your crown chakra. You'll feel like this, something is running down the side of your head. That's been referred to as the net of higher consciousness, which is an etheric membrane that becomes, let's say, excited, stimulated, when you as a conscious intent begin to reach into something that is beyond your customary vibration. You know, when you look to something, it opens up in response to your intention to look at it. That's why the observer always affects whatever is being observed, because it is responding in perfect synchronization with your level of awareness and your openness to see. So you condition what you look at by what you're looking from. and the level you're looking through. That's why I think that exploring interdimensional states of divine awareness is just the most delightful, the most engaging, the most fascinating possible adventure. So be aware of any other sensations, the rocking of the body, colors that may appear behind your closed eyelids, any heat or chills. Try to feel your entire body inwardly, your inner body of energy, vitality, awareness. Vivifying divine light. And be aware that both you and your life pattern are perfect, even though you may not consciously realize that, at least at this time. But it is inevitable that you will know, experience, feel, and see that perfection at the perfect time and in the perfect way, when that perfection is all you really want to see and experience. So it's always according to what you really want, you know, the desire of your heart. And when the desire of your heart is for truth to be revealed, then that truth will come and woo and court you and meet you everywhere you look and show you wondrous things. But know that God is perfect, and you, as soul, are a perfect, individualized extension of the heart, mind, wisdom, and consciousness that we call God. God's cosmic plan is perfect in the macro, and your divine plan in the micro expression of that greater plan is also perfect. And how you choose to exercise your free will is perfect. And when you can accept and fully trust the perfection of all that is and all that is happening in your life and in the world as you see it, you will no longer worry or fear anything. For you will have found the very secret to perfect peace of mind. You were born from the perfection of the spiritual realms into the physical world, eager to discover how much of that spiritual perfection you could actually bring through into conscious manifestation here in your current physical expression. That is why some things come easily and naturally to you, because these are issues you have already faced and come to peace with, lessons you have already learned, and to your satisfaction. For you always build upon what you have previously learned, and you progress on from there. You never lose. Each life builds upon the next and the next as we exchange roles and genders and different enactments upon the stage of life. We do that so that we can experience, sample, and view life from a variety of personas and perspectives. That is the nature of soul. And that is why you also may be facing issues in your life and worldview that you're not at peace with. In fact, some you may find even very difficult to see as perfect. But you know, so many people waste their time, in fact, maybe most people, focus on things that don't matter and things that they cannot do anything about on a personal level. If you can't do anything about it, then it's not for you to be focused upon. As you stay present in the moment and work to the best of your ability, what's right immediately in your life, you will find a great deal less confusion as you seek to find a clear footing for your step in this walk of enlightenment. Sometimes, you hear people say, I didn't wish to be born. I didn't choose this. I didn't choose to be born. And I didn't choose to be born this way. But you know, that's never true. Each one of us always chooses to be born. And we always choose the details of our life pattern. And we always choose to leave this dimension when we have completed what we came here to experience. No exceptions. It's so very interesting, at least to me, that you will only see what you believe exists. Wow. Yeah, you see it because you believe it exists. It's a very, very strange truth about what we see. So your life is experienced as you believe. According to your beliefs, expectations, and desires. That means you're always creative. At the unconscious level, the conscious level, and the superconscious levels. So the spiritual life is really all about bringing the three levels of unconscious, conscious, and superconscious together in total illumination. Yes. The unconscious level must be brought into illumination. It must be transformed into conscious awareness. And conscious individual awareness must become integrated into super conscious awareness. Actually, this is the entire purpose of all spiritual practice. Only tonight, we're simply using a few different terms to describe the same process of spiritual awakening and conscious integration of that higher awareness into your daily life. That is what masters do. They live from constant integrated awareness. And that is what you're also here to practice and master and teach by example. We're all teachers and we're all teaching something. Our life is our sermon, our message. And we're either teaching what not to do or what is more goal-fitting, depending upon the goal you set before yourself. The goal that we set before ourselves in these seminars is to inquire together and to discern the guidelines and the keys of opening the treasure troves of divine inner awareness so that we can be conscious, Christ-conscious, self-mastering individuals in this world and in the worlds beyond. So, you will only notice things consistent with your picture of reality. Interesting. Now, the lower human ego mind, which is only found in the human being, it's the lower mind that kind of navigates you through the illusion field, but it is totally incompetent in discerning spiritual truth. It absolutely doesn't get the spiritual dimension of life. Its whole purpose is to keep you identified in limitation and to project all of your enemies and threats outside of yourself. So it's your penultimate persona that exemplifies the victim-victimizer scenarios in your life. But the ego mind itself only exists as a temporary illusion, a veil between your full awakening to who you truly are and the maya of the illusion field that we have taken to be the real world, but which in fact hides the real world. But the ego mind completely dissolves and vanishes as you integrate superconscious light. So you don't have to kill your ego, destroy your ego, or do anything about your ego, but you must transcend the ego mind to understand divine reality. And in the transcending itself, it is dissolved. So, likewise, you will only hear or notice what is contained in your consciousness at some level. This is important, because sometimes consciously, we think we understand what we believe, but you really have to look at your life experience and what you're noticing, and what you're bringing forward into your experiential arena to know that there's something else at play here. There's a superconscious, you as a soul, or divine principle of consciousness that is creative at a superconscious level, which you won't have any contact with that unless you're on a conscious spiritual path and meditating and trying to reach into those levels. But you will be experiencing your unconscious programs, the things that you have pushed, as it were, under the rug of your conscious awareness. And those things will come up, and they will sometimes show forth in imagery in your dreams, or fears and phobias and unconscious reactions where you wonder why in the world you had that particular trigger. Where did that come from? Where does that phobia come from, that addictive pattern, that impulse that drives you to do things that don't make sense at a conscious level? Those are things hidden in the unconscious. And again, as you meditate, as you repeat the holy names of God, your mantra, or your initiatory tone, that unconsciousness becomes illumined. So again, you don't need to do anything about the darkness within you, the unconsciousness within you, but to bring the light to bear into those levels. So the false self or ego mind always sees through the lens of separation and fear. And your divine self or superconscious mind or soul always sees from a perspective of perfection, love, and oneness. So you can always act out of loving, or you can act out of fear. It's your choice. And as you choose, so it will be for you in that way. Because we're in a time lag, and every choice will shift us into an alternate parallel reality, which appears when you make another choice, you really have a great random selection of operatives here at any given moment. So rather than living life from an unconscious default setting, why not exercise centered, integrated, conscious awareness as you move more slowly and more carefully with greater discernment through the event scenarios of your life? Slow down. Eliminate superfluous fluff, things that you do not need to be focused into, and really practice conscious selectivity in how you would like your life to be. Become like a spiritual sleuth, a Sherlock Holmes, a detective, and see if you can trace those things in your life to beliefs that you hold that may have nothing at all to do with anything. You know, your entire life is exactly how you have arranged it according to your belief system, yet in truth, over 90% of what you believe or think has come from other people. What do you really believe? Out of your own direct chrysalis of revelation, have you ever really pondered upon that theme as your meditation? You know, initially, when you start the path of inner inquiry, you really need a lot of reminders. I used to put 3x5 cards all over my house with truth principles that I had gotten from the Arcane School, saying some Sai Baba, Course in Miracles, John Roger, you know, whatever. And it was interesting because they say that when you put something on your wall, you begin to absorb it into your subconscious mind. And eventually, you actually don't even have to read it, because if you take down the 3x5 card, when you go by that place in your wall, you will automatically remember what was on that card. And I found that was so true. You know, months later, after I'd taken all the cards down, every time I'd go by that place where I had that card, I would remember that truth principle. It had totally become, at that point, internalized. So try those old 3x5 card reminders. If you particularly want to remind yourself of some particular awareness that you want to exercise or practice. I also studied books by self and God-realized masters. I would suggest that you do that instead of wasting time reading materials from New Age sources or channels that haven't had direct divine experience. They really don't have anything to give to you, because in most cases they come from a fiction or a fantasy that has been tuned into in the imaginative planes of consciousness, which would be the astral or the causal levels. But find truly, authentically, self and God-realized masters and study what they have to say. I read John Roger, Sai Baba, Jesus from A Course in Miracles, and studied for several years in the Arcane School that was started by the Master Joel Cole and Alice Bailey. And I meditated twice a day. And in between, I chanted the names of God in my mind until my mind merged into the holy names of God and the mantra that I was chanting. That's the purpose of a mantra. You actually internalize the sound vibration of that particular initiatory tone or mantra or the names of God until it becomes part of your cellular memory, and the very water in your cells takes on that spiritual configuration of that holy name, which, as we know from Dr. Emoto and his beautiful frozen water imagery, where you have spoken thoughts and mantras over the water, you can imagine how beautiful the cells of your body and your brain and every part of your inner workings becomes transformed as you chant the holy names of God. And as your consciousness, your mind, merges with the holy names of God or your initiatory mantra, it dissolves that ego mind and the thinking that goes along with it. And that was my experience. I chanted until I transcended thinking. And with thinking, worrying, which had been a former habit of mine. And I got initiated into the sound current as a spiritual practice by my teacher, John Roger. And I studied his monthly discourses for many, many years on soul transcendence and how to live the spiritual integrated life all the time as you live an ordinary life and do the ordinary things we are all called to do in this initiation school we call the 21st century. And in the meantime, I traveled back and forth to India to study for months at a time with Sai Baba and to bask in the immediate presence of his auric field. And I was also active as a wife and a mother, running a household and serving people in a variety of ways. So for good 42 years, this has been my practice. And I was then, years ago, and continued to be very focused upon seeing the divine perfection in everyone and everything. And now, 42 years later, that has pretty much become my normal life experience. And that's why I like to share these things with you, because they're hot off the fiery kundalini of my own life. Right out of the fire pit of my own personal yajna, my own sacrificial offering of my life essence to this work and to realizing the divine. So, to remember consciously requires that you learn to access that remembrance and that knowing by moving with a conscious intention your inner awareness into your superconscious mind, which is also called your Christ or soul level awareness. And that's why I advise practicing some form of daily meditation where you consciously work to integrate, like we start every seminar with taking a deep breath and consciously making it our intent to integrate our higher levels. We evoke them. We call them forward. We breathe them down and center them in the core of our innermost being. And this is how you learn to access your higher levels of awareness and knowing consciously at will. Everything is there. Every experience, everything you've ever learned and spiritually realized, all of your spiritual encounters with avatars and saints and God-realized masters, or maybe you were an avatar or a saint or a God-realized master, all of that, the whole kit and caboodle, is there for you, saved from lifetime to lifetime in the permanent atoms, which is like your own personal bank account, physically and astrally and causally and mentally and etherically and within your soul and within your monadic self and your oversoul levels. You have all these levels, and they're filled with experiential scenarios that you have engaged in this and a myriad of universes. Just think of how much of a playing field of consciousness you have to play out of and off of and into and with. And you have every right as a soul to access that information. But the trick is, you have to do it yourself. Nobody can do it for you. You must access your treasury of inner knowledge directly and personally. And you do this by moving your awareness inward and focusing your mind like a beam of light, like a laser beam, into the highest state of inner attunement that you can possibly access. And when you do this with the intention of knowing and experiencing God or your divine self, which are really one and the same thing, you will release a downloading of light, which is experienced as revelation and knowing. You know, you seldom realize these things when you're meditating. It becomes available to you as an awareness as you're doing whatever it is you do where you need that information. So you go to that place within where that knowing resides, and your unwavering imperative to know calls forth that inner knowing into your conscious mind. The knowing and revelation is accessed and brought forward to you exactly when you need it. In fact, writers, public speakers, teachers, counselors, all of us access this inner treasury of superconscious knowledge, which simply seems to flow to and through us as we give expression of our thoughts. I do this all the time as I'm transmitting these radio seminars. That's where that information comes from. I'm continually in a state of evocative meditation all the time. I never stop doing that. It's my 24/7 practice. I even awaken in the night talking to myself or in a teaching mode where I'm actually teaching a seminar or speaking to someone on the inner planes. And I'll find myself awakening, continuing on with the dialogue. So the inner life and the outer life just start to fade into one another until sometimes I can't tell the difference between the waking state, the dream state, or the superconscious state, because they're starting to all blend and merge into one state of consciousness. Maybe that's what Sai Baba means when he says he never sleeps. Maybe that's what that means, is that at some point you stop going into the unconscious zone that we call sleep, and you stay in that superconscious awareness all the time. I'm not quite there yet. I do fall asleep, and I do lose conscious awareness, but I'm working on it because I think that's probably what it's like for someone like Sai Baba. Not that there really is anybody like Sai Baba today on the planet, but if there were, where they don't actually need to sleep. So moving consciously and accessing your information is quite different from contacting and channeling another entity and, you know, parroting their levels of consciousness. That's secondhand information. And secondhand information, by contacting another entity in another dimension, can never give you a direct experience of your own inner awareness. That is why Ashtar and I do not encourage or teach you to channel. We don't advise you to channel Ashtar or extraterrestrials or ascended masters or anyone. Don't channel any other being or consciousness, but go into your own levels, personally and directly. Because in those levels, you move into a unified field where all consciousnesses become one divine, effulgent, glorious light, which we call God. So that is what you go into. And we encourage you to access, integrate, and embody your own divinity. Because it's unique. You are a unique statement that God wants to make into time and space. You are His living Word incarnate. And learn to trust that you can walk in the light of your own inner awareness and revelation of truth. You don't get any brownie points from walking in another's truth. You're designed to have a direct relationship with God, who lives within you and dwells within you as your own divine self, right under your nose. You don't have to go any further to be in the immediate presence of Almighty God, but to focus your awareness right in the center of your chest and experience God living inside you. Visualize it, if you will, as a sacred shrine that you have, like your whole torso. Just make it into a holy shrine and see the Master of Light within that. You don't even have to have a specific visual of that Master, unless, of course, you do. You can just see it as your quintessential divine presence, glorious and golden. And that will be, as to you, the doorway to the all that is, really, truly. Because when you merge with the inner Master, you have merged with all the Masters. So when you act on what you have intuited, you will strengthen your own self-confidence, and thus you will avoid doubt and confusion and progress in self-actualization and self-realization, or to put it simply, spiritual independence and freedom. And these are things you can't get secondhand. You know, you have to slay the Buddha at some point on the path, as the old saying goes, and go directly beyond all forms into the formless awareness of Spirit within you, or the Holy Spirit. So we all want to be independent and free, but to move into those levels, we must trust perfection and wisdom of our super conscious choices that we made before we entered into the birth canal and took on a veil of forgetfulness in the human form. We have to trust that in highest wisdom, we picked everything in our life and set the parameters and the guidelines in perfect harmony with what we wanted to achieve in this lifetime. So learn to trust that God within you is another way to say it. And once you remember who and what you are, and who and what everyone else is, inherently perfect and divine, and you start acting and living from that higher awareness, you will have found that you're living in the new earth. Yes, when that's all you see is the divinity, you will have ascended into the vibration of the new earth. That's how you can tell Oh, you may still be seeing a third-dimensional Earth to a certain extent, because I believe that we're going to make that irrevocable shift into the new Earth as a membrane of consciousness. But I already live in it. That's my reality. And I've met quite a few people that are already living in it. So you can move in now. And you will experience the divine presence flowing through everyone and everything. And you'll be at home with God now. So all of this really rests upon your accepting the perfection of your life pattern now. You have arranged your life pattern as it is, because it's the very best way for you to complete your purpose in this life. It is the best life plan for you, because it was selected by you at a superconscious level. And at that superconscious level, you can see the bigger picture. And you can clearly discern the objective that you have laid out and exactly how to progress to it in the simplest and most gracious manner. So however your life looks now, it's perfect for you. Train yourself to remember to remind your conscious self, this, whatever it is perfect for me. This is good for me. And as you choose to see the perfection and the goodness, everything else is going to fall away. You really don't have to do anything about the things you don't like in your life, except to abstract your focus of attention and energy from them. You starve them, cause them to shrink and dissolve and disappear, because you don't feed them with your energy of attention. If you have problems, do not vivify them by talking about them all the time. Ignore them. Instead of thinking about the things that you worry about, begin to sit and chant mantra, chant your initiatory tone, chant the hue, chant the name of Jesus, chant some sacred name of God or mantra instead of thinking about the things that you're concerned about or worried about. Put them at the feet of the Lord, leave them there, do the best you can, and surrender the outcome into the care and keeping of the Lord. Replace all extraneous thought with repeating the name of God silently in your mind. After a while, it takes on a life of its own, and it begins to chant you, so that you find the mantra of the names of the Lord in your mind all the time, whether you're consciously chanting or not. You'll awaken at night, and the name of God will be the background of your consciousness. And it becomes the Ajapa Japa, which means the Japa, the repetition of the name, begins to go into the cellular memory and the vibratory frequency of your cells and the water within your cells again, and you become a manifestation of the living Word of God. You become the Word incarnate. How cool is that? Yeah, that's the value of conscious spiritual awareness. So part of your fulfilling of your perfect life pattern is exercising this awareness in a responsible way to every one of your levels of involvement, which means you have a physical body, and that requires appropriate care and maintenance. You have a mind that requires training, focusing, and directing. You have your duties and responsibilities to fulfill to family, country, your occupation, and your stage in life. Every stage of life has a duty, a dharma, attached to it. Seeing your life pattern as perfect and living from superconscious awareness does not mean that you ignore your other levels and responsibilities in the physical realm. We must exercise the higher level of awareness at the same time that we express accountability and reliability and integrity and responsibility in every other area of our life. So, you know, we need to obey the laws of our nation and to observe the moral values and directives of our culture and our religious heritage and the proper protocol in every relationship. It's important that we observe these things so that we become the best citizen and the best practitioner of whatever our spiritual path or religious creed is. And we pay our bills on time and our taxes, and we vote during elections, and we manage our finances with correct stewardship. We take care of our car and our home and our personal belongings, and we exercise moderation and self-discipline in all the areas of our life. So perfection is what exists behind all events as the very substratum of divinity within which we live and move and have our being. And it is also experienced by you individually whenever you move your focus of spiritual awareness to overview any situation. Yet to express that perfection and to know it, you do need to keep connected spiritually at a conscious level. That's the key. You have to stay conscious, consciously connected. If you don't stay spiritually connected, notice how you slip into unconscious reaction to the external conditions of your life. Just watch when you do that. Now, when you go unconscious and live by the ego mind's default setting of victim-victimizer, then you will feel like your life circumstances are beating you up. And that is when you stop, you refocus, you reconnect spiritually, you get recentered, and you remind yourself that this is perfect. And this is a good reminder to keep me focused upon what I really want to experience. And every time you are faced with a choice, ask, what do I really want to have happen here as my final outcome? What do I really want this to happen, what I want this to turn out to be? Not to control people or situations, but just to set as an intention, what do I really want to have happen here? And then move towards that. And here is a cautionary. Whenever you lose awareness of the divine perfection of life, of yourself or another or the situation, you will notice that you have judged, or you have criticized, or you have made someone wrong. Just notice that whenever you lose awareness of perfection, you're seeing something else. And if you're seeing something less than perfection, you're looking out of a lower level of awareness. So be aware, the moment you judge, you step away from higher awareness and you immediately shut down and go to an unhappy place. You know, that should really be enough feedback to get us to not do that. But sometimes we fight so hard to hold on to our limitations, to maintain our grievances, to foster and feed our depression and our unhappy scenarios. It's really crazy. But then the lower self, the ego, is quite insane. So you can't expect, sanity out of something that's totally insane, I guess. But just be aware that when you judge, you step away from higher awareness and you shut down the loving of your heart and you go to a really unhappy place. So you are always, always, always in the wrong when you attempt to make another wrong. And whenever you point a finger of blame, just remember that three of those fingers are pointing back to you. And yeah, I know that this is the exact opposite of how the world thinks and operates. But that is how higher states of divine awareness operate. And, when has the world ever been an exemplar of loving harmony and peace? The world will only be experienced as loving harmony and peace when you are in loving harmony and peace within yourself. And you will know when the divine perfection is all that you notice in your life, in others, and in the world that you are living from God consciousness. And then you will realize that you are the world you see. The great 20th century philosopher, initiate, and adept, Krishnamurti, wrote a wonderful book called You Are the World. I very much appreciated his books because he went through life viewing life from centered, integrated spiritual awareness, and passed commentary on how he experienced life from that state. Very, very interesting to read his writings. So, beloved, in summation, do focus upon what is right with you, what is right with the world, what is right with your choices. And, by the way, because we have mass media now coverage for the whole world, we are becoming aware of things which represent things in our collective consciousness, collective belief system, collective subconscious, that we need to make a conscious choice about what we're going to do with them. Because otherwise, we're going to go into default unconscious consensus reality constructs that may not be for the highest good. I'm speaking in this instance about the radiation situation. Back in the early 60s, I lived in Las Vegas and was studying with my first Ashtar Command teacher, getting ready to do the work I'm doing today. And we had at that time above ground nuclear testing. And my spiritual teacher told all of us that radiation was very good for you spiritually. In fact, you're meant to become spiritually radioactive. Your cells are designed to become radioactive in their manifestation. So therefore, living in that environment of high radiation actually enabled you to accomplish in 5 minutes of meditation what it might take hours to accomplish in an environment that didn't have that radiation. So we believed her, and we didn't have any ill effects from the radiation. So that's just an example of how, as the Course in Miracles says, I am affected only by my thoughts. Everything has only the meaning that I have given to it. So, any kind of fear about what the outer environment is going to do or might do to you is a defense against the truth that you are eternally one with God in absolute divine perfection, untouched by anything your shadow self falls upon in this walk through time, space, and illusion that we call third dimensional life. You are affected only to the degree that you believe you are. So consider what you're going to accord belief to. Really watch and begin to make very wise, discerning, selective choices as to what you will come into conscious agreement with. Learn to monitor how you speak. The things that you, again, accord energy and life to by retelling and recounting and remembering and attracting to yourself by buying into it as a reality. The world as a whole is unconscious, like often called the world, the gerbil cage world, an ego run amok. Of itself, it has no inherent reality. Its only purpose is so that you can, as a spirit, come in and consciously exercise the knowing that you have arrived at from your trip to the spiritual realms. Whether you do that trip in the excursion at the completion of each lifetime, or you do that trip in inner excursions where you die daily to the world by going in soul transcendence beyond the world. Same process. When you leave the world finally upon completion, you stay on the inner planes until you decide to return. But when you go in soul travel or soul transcendence, you come back, you know, from your meditation. But it's the exact same process. There's no difference between going inward in your spiritual inner awareness and going inward in your spiritual inner awareness and severing your connection to your body for this incarnation. So practice this conscious spiritual awareness and see if you don't walk in the light of your superconscious, divine, and perfect self. Let's go out chanting on I Heal. Deep breath. On I Heal. And you've been listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command with Commander Lady Athena, Adonai.